Fuentes in the morning goes live.
Start the countdown.
In three.
3, 2, 1.
You're now live with Gina Lee Fuentes in the morning on Kiss 97.3.
Kiss 97.3, Albuquerque, good morning. All right, so they came out with a list of the worst cities to call home.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
Okay, we always make it on a bad list, y'all.
I'm going to say we don't. I hope.
Let's take a deep
breath.
It's
going to be close, though.
I think Albuquerque's dope.
I think it's amazing.
I like Albuquerque quite a bit.
Here we go, okay? Worst cities in the U.S. to call home.
It's called Strapback Mountain in Idaho.
Strapback Mountain.
You mean Brokeback Mountain?
In Idaho.
Did he really just call it Strapback Mountain?
I like his better. I think they should have called it that. His title is better.
Oh, my God.
So you don't want to be on that mountain with those fellas?
You want to go with me? Where are we going? To Strapback Mountain?
I can't quit you, Ando.
I can't quit you, Ando. I need you.
Surprisingly, I've never seen that movie.
I haven't either.
So you don't know the reference. Well, clearly you didn't know the title.
Strapback Mountain, y'all. I was like, Brokeback Mountain, maybe? All right, so I don't even know if we should even talk about the 10 worst cities now because Ando ruined it.
No,
I didn't ruin it.
He made it funny. It probably won't be as funny now, but I'm curious, so... might as well just do the story.
So here we go. All right. So is Albuquerque on the list? Florida City, Florida is.
Florida City, Florida. Get a new name. Get a little variety in that.
Here we go. Florida City, Florida.
How original.
California City, California.
No.
I'm so serious.
You know what's funny?
You're making this
Jersey
up.
City, Jersey is awful too. Seriously. A true story. Scary place. I grew up near there.
Bastrop, Louisiana.
See that was close?
Okay.
That backstrap.
I know I probably said
Bass
it wrong.
Bastrap.
Bastrap, Louisiana. I'm saying it wrong, y'all. Highland Park, Michigan.
Well, it's in Michigan.
Well, I guess this wasn't it.
They're having a tough time up there.
And yes, we're on the list. Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Wah, wah.
It was the whole point of the story till Ando had his backstrap messed up.
Gina Lee Fuentes on Kiss 97.3. Celebrity Radar with Gina Lee Fuentes. Kiss 97.3.
All right, the Beehive's going to be kind of upset about this. Monica, you're a Beehive member.
Yeah, but it didn't make me mad.
Just made you go, Her former drummer claims, and this is Beyonce's former drummer. She said she was with the band for 7 years. She said Beyonce's into extreme witchcraft, not just regular witchcraft, but extreme.
She said
she practices so extreme with witchcraft, she uses spells against her. She uses it against her finances and keeps surveillance on her. She said Beyonce has been taping her photos and even using dark magic and killed her cat.
I wonder how many baby goats Beyonce sacrifices before a show.
Wow. She filed for a restraining order and went to the judge, and the judge actually denied it. He was like, this is ridiculous.
He's like, Beyonce doesn't care about you even Beyonce, for a second.
Beyonce's not going to use that spell. What if Beyonce used a spell to make the judge say, hey, I'm going to deny?
That has to be
that
it.
That has to be it.
Ando,
you're way too quiet over there.
It is a possibility. I'm not counting it out.
Maybe she put a spell on you, Gina, to get you to talk about this story.
I know, right?
Where does it end?
Rebuke it!
Beyonce's powers are unlimited.
You can't back that up in court, you know?
Are you going to ask Beyonce about this?
Yes, that's what I'm going to do to you.
Nice.
Are you saying you can't back up spells in court?
I guess I
don't think you can.
I don't think you can.
Probably going to agree with you. I think that's a hard one to substantiate.
How do you tell that to a judge? I need a restraining order. She keeps putting spells on me.
And here's your outcome.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
He didn't do it. He's like, yeah.
Do you ban her from buying candles and salt?
You never know.
Is that
how
what
do
it
you
takes?
Know what goes
yeah,
in
yeah,
it?
Look at her.
Monica.
Yeah.
What's really going on?
Maybe it's you casting the spells on Beyonce's band members.
Kimberly's teaches us.
You're an insider. That's how you did it. You infiltrated the Beehive and then you did it from the inside.
I know what that means.
You know Beyonce doesn't. Doesn't need a drummer.
I don't even know what that means. All right, so Rihanna's home country of Barbados said that they named her the ambassador. So there you go.
It makes
sense.
Ambassador
of Barbados.
Yeah, she got the key.
Why am I the only one clapping?
Because you didn't put the applause.
God.
On
you know
the computer.
Jeez, she wants all the sound effects. It's like I have radiation brain.
Rihanna is the ambassador of Barbados.
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you.
Well done.
There we go.
Ooh, and she won something.
Yeah.
Okay. There
you go. Okay.
You wanted sound effects.
You're
you
being
got
a little
them.
Excessive now.
Hold on. Enough, Monica.
Relax.
All right, so being excessive, Kanye West might be a little on the excessive side. He was talking about Nick Cannon, and if you saw it on Instagram unfolding yesterday.
Oh, poor guy.
Now, you understand what I mean by the upward shot on the video, and then hold on, a train's going by. It's, Kanye West is a hot mess.
PSA for Kanye, don't use that angle. It's not flattering on anyone.
I still think he's amazing, but here we go. This is what he had as a message to Nick Cannon.
I just wanted to express some things that were not sitting right with my spirit. Now that I'm about the sunken place, I can think and I could just be yay and just express how I feel. There's a couple things that I want to address. First of all, I want to address Nick Cannon. Like, I understand that you used to date my wife, but you know, you get in an interview, don't mention my wife. If someone brings my wife up, you say, hey, I respect that, man. I'm not speaking on that. Like, none of y'all speak on my wife, period. What are you talking about? I'm married. We in love. We a family. Y'all be promoting all that like negativity. Y'all think that's cool for social media. It don't sit right with my soul. It don't sit right for my spirit. And as men, all three of y'all come talk to me. Y'all holler at me. We'll work it out. Nick Cannon, all that wasn't sitting right with me.
It's Kanye. Do you
so
have to,
throwing some shade.
You have to understand it. His wife is just a ho-ho-ho, Merry Christmas, yeah, and he doesn't like it.
He's sensitive about that.
He's sensitive.
Can you really be mad?
Sudden.
It's just kind of like, it's like, can him. You be mad if you know you what your wife has already done? Like, if she's a porn star?
Can't be mad. You're
maybe
right.
Maybe
you
should
right.
just be proud of her, if anything,
be
I
proud.
Guess.
I like her style of naughtiness.
I think thank you, Mike, for editing yourself.
Yeah, it took me a second to find the proper word.
The Gina Lee Fuentes Show on KISS 97.3. You already know what time it is. Going live now.
Everybody get up.
The Gina Lee Fuentes Show with Gina and Anto on KISS 97.3.
All right, so I have a question for you, and I want you to answer honestly. If I had the opportunity to learn more about you, and I saw an exit survey that was given to people you dated, would you be bothered?
Explain.
Would you be bothered? Okay, here's the thing. There's a woman that's sending out an exit survey to guys that she dated. But other people can read what the comments say. Like, so other people would know why it didn't work out.
Why?
She's picky or he's picky or whatever.
Nah, I would hate that.
You would hate that?
Yeah, because that's their description of me, or that's their opinion
but still,
of
though,
me.
I mean, it's somebody you dated. It didn't work out. Exit surveys. It's now a new trend that is going on that you can take an exit survey. So say me and Ando go on a date. And
whoa.
I know.
What?
Whoa. God. He can't even stand me in the studio. I wouldn't
I know.
Even know.
We see
how
it behind the scenes.
I know. That's... Seriously. Like, that would be a nightmare to begin with. All right.
You are like a married couple. The way he ignores you when you talk to him, he's like, what?
I'm like, Ando. Ando. All right. So say me and Ando are seeing each other and we go out on a date. He invites me on a date.
Right.
And it. Date is going okay, but there's something that's not clicking. It's just not working out, and I don't date him again, but he hands me an exit survey, and I fill it out.
About him, though.
Right. So, in other words, it would say name. I would say Gina Lee Fuentes. You know, what is wrong with Ando? And then I'd say, well, he's
blah, blah,
picky.
Blah.
Whatever. What's wrong with you being me? And then I'd say, well, I'm picky too, or whatever. At this point, when did you know the date wasn't going to work out? Another question is, what could Ando have done to enhance the experience of dating with you?
Sorry.
This is a big one. These are real questions.
Uh-huh.
Would you refer Ando to a friend?
Present
if
your references.
So, please list numbers here. Keep in mind, he's handed me the exit survey, so I would hand him the exit survey back, okay?
Oh, so
nice.
It's like Uber where you kind of, if you do them dirty, they could do you dirty.
Yeah,
okay,
I like
okay.
that.
But other people can read it. Because
I don't like that. Because I already do bad on dates already. So,
so now there's the paper trail.
Here's a big one. Would you like to remain on a mailing list in case Ando wants to date you?
Are you going to put out mailers?
Yes. Yeah. No, just give me your snap. Your snap code.
Just get the snap code.
So I can get a postcard in the mail with Ando's face on it.
I feel like that's really weird, though. Like, I feel like I wouldn't even know what to write. Why don't you like me?
You'd have a little, you know, have a way to upload it and people could see why they didn't date you, why it didn't work out, if they would recommend you to a friend,
What if you're just not good with your words? Like, what if, like, I would feel really bad if somebody asked me, hey, what was wrong with me? I would, you know, if I really didn't like them, all I'd put is, you suck.
All the way down.
Sorry.
So now we got some messages, and of course, we also have some calls coming in. Hi, what are your thoughts on this? Would you take an exit survey if the date didn't work out?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
You want the feedback.
I think a lot of people need this. I mean, because some people just don't get the hint. Like, even if you come out and do tell them, like, they don't get it. So maybe they need to hear it from multiple people.
You see, writing is a totally different thing, right? You'd be like,
Like have a better like experience writing things out rather than saying it, because I guess I come off very rude, you know, when I say things. So if I write it, you know, you can kind of add a little bit of a comma or a period goes a long way with me. Like, there's no real sex.
I love it. You're like, and then I found out he couldn't spell, so it was really over.
here's my thing too. Like when I'm angry or when I'm not happy with the situation and I send a text, I always forget a word, so it changes the whole damn conversation.
Oh, yes, it does. Or the comma.
I'm like, oh, great. But I think it's a great idea. As far as being public, I don't know. I think maybe some, like, you should have that option. You know, maybe read them first and then say, okay, yeah, like, I'm okay.
Wouldn't that just trashing you the whole time? Be like, all right, this one sucks. She's ugly. You know, she doesn't wash her hands.
You can throw out the worst five scores.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. Cool.
It's like, are horrible.
Only post the good stuff.
Exactly.
Good morning, Kiss 97.3. If you went on a date and it didn't work out, would you take an exit survey?
Hey, what's up, man? This is Banks. My whole thing about it is that, you know what? I would love to give an exit survey, but, like, at the same time, like, you can't put nobody back on what they've been through, because, you know what? The exit survey situation, don't put nobody through. There's something that could be better for someone else.
The Gina Lee Fuentes Show on Kiss 97.3.